AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A discouraging report on inflation as well as worries about AI have set off deep losses early on Wall Street. Former President Bill Clinton is testifying before members of Congress investigating convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Clinton is expected to tell lawmakers his connections to the disgraced financier ended before his sexual abuse came to light. It's being held near Clinton's home in New York. This woman is outside the location.
Bill Clinton left office decades ago, and he's not the one that's in charge now. So it should be Donald Trump and Melania Trump that are being deposed.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sat down with lawmakers for her own deposition yesterday. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Scouting America, formerly the Boy Scouts, will alter several policies to maintain its support from the Pentagon,
including a requirement the members use biological sex at birth and not gender identity, while adding a military service merit badge and waiving registration fees for children of military personnel. The military has a long history of sponsoring scout troops and has maintained a strong relationship with the Eagle Scouts, whose members often enlist in the armed forces. Hegseth says the Pentagon will vigorously review the changes the organization has made in 6 months and will cease its support of Scouting America if it fails to comply. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A UN nuclear watchdog says Iran blocked inspectors from checking nuclear sites hit by the June war. Pakistan says it's in open war with Afghanistan. The two countries have traded attacks. Pakistan accuses Afghanistan's Taliban of harboring militant groups that then stage attacks across the border. A new Gallup poll shows American sympathies in the Middle East have shifted dramatically toward the Palestinians after decades of overwhelming support for the Israelis. This is AP News. Sweden intercepted a suspected Russian drone.
The French nuclear-powered aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle is docked in the southern Swedish city of Malmö as part of regular NATO exercises. Security remains tight following the drone incident. The armed forces say a Swedish naval ship observed the suspected drone during a patrol in Øresund, the strait that divides Sweden from Denmark. Then countermeasures were taken to disrupt the drone and contact with it lost. The drone was situated around 6 miles from the Charles de Gaulle. Meanwhile, Sweden's defence minister has told public broadcaster SVT the suspected drone violation happened in connection with a Russian military ship being in Swedish territorial waters. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A public showdown between the Trump administration and Anthropic is hitting an impasse as military officials demand the artificial intelligence company bend its ethical policies by today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.